Mung Bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
President Prabowo urged new regional leaders to prepare for a national retreat. Prabowo inaugurates 961 regional leaders at presidential palace. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto called on the 961 newly inaugurated regional leaders elected during last year's simultaneous local election to get ready to participate in a retreat plan at the Military Academy in Magelang, Central Java. The leaders comprise governors, mayors, district heads, as well as their deputies. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated 961 regional leaders simultaneously at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Thursday, following the 2024 local polls. The mass swearing-in ceremony involved 33 governors, 33 deputy governors, 363 district heads, 362 deputy district heads, 85 mayors, and 85 deputy mayors, marking a historical moment for Indonesia. Before the ceremony, the regional leaders participated in a procession from the National Monument to the Merdeka Palace, accompanied by the Gita Abdi Praja Drum Corps of the State Institute of Public Administration, IPDN. President Prabowo arrived at the ceremony venue at 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, that was the news.
a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugay, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Cool. Matrite that inhabits Kimang Island or usually called Yosudarso Island in Merauke Regency has various kinds of culture, such as 8 regional languages and culture of hard work to survive called Dambu, which is born as a reconciliation of problems between families and even kampung. Dambu Festival becomes the annual agenda of Merauke Regency to hold the festival. Dambu culture for Kimang people is a reconciliation of dissenting opinions which causes conflict that shouldn't be solved violently. This conflict is solved in a competition of agriculture and plantation products cultivated in a certain time which is set by those who are in conflict. One of Kimang people, Dominicus Ulukianan, says that Dambu has double meaning because besides solving disputes, it also motivates people to work in order to meet the needs of food without depending on other parties. In this developed era, Dambu is considered relevant to encourage development like what people in Kampung Tor, Kladar, and Sabon do. They compete not only in agriculture and plantation products, but also in developing religious activities and other sectors like education.
Sebenarnya Dambu ini adalah budaya dasar yang sebenarnya membentuk karakter
Actually, Dambu is the real basic culture that shapes the characters of human people. In a developing era, in this modern era, Dambu can be changed in various aspects like education. Like yesterday, in Tor Kladar, they fight against Sabon. Tor with Kladar has built church, while Sabon hasn't built church. Finally, they embed Sabun with you, even have not finished building house of God. Then Sabun promises to finish building a church. The real problem found in Dambu make him cover his weakness.
Merauke Region Romanus Mambaraka stated Dambu culture, which has the value of hard work, is in line with the spirit of Ayo Kerja or Let's Work, which is unveiled by the government. Moreover, efforts to keep food security has been done by Kimang people through Dambu besides as an effort to solve disputes. Region Romanus Mambaraka admitted that the regional government still becomes format in Dambu Festival, but the main meaning of Dambu has been applied during the event by sticking with traditional ritual in the area.
Ceritanya aneh, tapi fungsinya luar biasa. Sesungguhnya di Kimang ini.
The story is unusual, but the function is amazing. Actually, food security ideology in Kimang has existed since Kimang people were created by God. Dambu is created because there is competition in the daily life. For instance, there are problems between individuals. When the problems cannot be solved, they cannot fight. So it is solved traditionally through Dambu. The Ripal has enough harvest. The other one has a big garden. See, I give you food. In this moment, they mock each other. Those who do not have strong mental can fight. Kimang people cannot do it in Dambu. After individual problem settlement, their families will join. If someone gets agricultural products from his refund, his family will say, just take it. Next year we challenge him. We will do Dambu to him too. They prefer a machine harvest. Each family starts to do Dambu. That's the real essence. People will survive with food because of their abundant agricultural products. This is a very positive thing. I have brought it up in 3 years to make it alive. In modern society that has moved to technology and science, I'm preparing the package, but it is not good and focused yet. However, we have found the essence of Dambu.
Romanus Baraka revealed that Dambu culture is one of richness of Kimang people that should be preserved in order to become national culture which can be promoted nationally and even internationally. Bamboo Festival, which was held in August 2015, was participated in by people from four districts, namely Timam, Waan, Ilwayap, and Tambonji. It set Waan as a district which has the biggest sweet potato with a diameter of 104 centimeters and weight of 56 kilograms, and Timam district with the longest kumbili or white yam, which is 2.69 meters long. In addition, various kinds of traditions were competed, such as one-foot rowing competition, traditional archery, catching crab, plate carving, and bob wrestling.
Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, Radio Session. Indonesian Wonder. Switzerland. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs. International musical entertainment. As well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Valerie Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago, or just recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Saung Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yom Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri nggak tahu itu kapan ya.
Karena the bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made it, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was old media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore but to repel pests."
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Daeng Octaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selendro pelong. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis. Jengjung, 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 jengjung. Itu dipergunakan untuk...
Initially, there was no tone, no selendro, nor pelong. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music. Jenggon jreng gon jreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don jreng don jreng don jreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created Dami Lalati Dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Daeng Sutigna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Daeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Daeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment. Very nice.
twice. It's the second time. We went here last year, and it was last year. It was so nice. We want to see it again. So second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo. They were amazed with the music because Angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu kita dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Heydara from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh untuk saya.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kojine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to, like, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Tapi yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya, itu.
But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya kegiatan...
In order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung-related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung and
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang...
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian,
because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the governments. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving angklung would be created if all are aware that angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist angklung Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Let's create angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that angklung is like this.
Tiga, sepuluh, tiga, 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 tiga Iwake hit the party with Ja.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka, saya kira sebut malam ini bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama, nada gelori satu kita. Setelah kita sebut malam ini, lepaskanlah semua segala bebas yang ada, kini sudah tiba saatnya. Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka, kita sebut malam ini bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama, nada melodi satu kita.
Bebaskan diri dari tegang beban setelah melalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is the party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka,
www.imus.id and also RRI Digital for listener. Welcome back to Voice of Indonesia, Indonesia Today here with Minuka, of course. And you are also welcome to contact us on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI_officials, our TikTok account, VOI_officials, and our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. So make sure you stay tuned, because I still have so many other wonderful information and also great music to listen. Let's check out one of the songs coming from the groove with Forever You'll Be Mine.
Kesungguhan dirimu satu kini yang ku rasakan, ku bahagia bila dekat dirimu. Satu kini yang ku tunggu, kaulah matahari hidupku. Forever you'll be mine, you'll be mine. Forever you'll be mine, you'll be mine. Dirimu selalu berpeganglah pada cintaku. Di dalam langit atas awan, padani cinta membawa kisah kita. Melayang-layang menjauh menuju hidup yang
Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih. jika harus saat ini juga.
Tunggu di sana, sejurus saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada bersamamu. Sentuhan tak akan terganti. Di sampingmu semua bisa ku lalui. Ku kan datang saat ini juga. Tunggu di sana, sejauh saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada bersamamu.
Is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
Bukan hidupmu, tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.